The following shiur has been presented by Rav Simcha Bunim Landinsky, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gavoya, and Mechaber Sefer Sukkos Chaim on Sukkah, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on the Chandalat Amid Beis brings a memory from Abami Arava Tzricha Shir Ve'eno Niteles Elabif Ne'atzma. You could only take it by itself. Rashi explains in Dova Acha Neged Imo De Muchach Shehi Mitzvah. It's Muchach that it's a mitzvah. Then the Gemara says another memory Ve'en Odom Yoytzi De Chavosei Ba'arava She'Balulav. You cannot be Yoytzi Yechiv with Arava of Alulav. Kivon da mama, ain't only tell us elabif ne'atzmo. You might ask a question as follows. Since Mara said that you cannot take it only by itself, pshita de ain't other yoitza by Rava Shabalulav. Obviously, you cannot be yoitza with Rava of a lulav. And for the Gemara, Mao, the time you would have thought, Hana mili hechad le agbe vahode agbe. That's only if you didn't pick it up and put it down and pick it up again. Aval agbe vahode agbe. If you picked it up once, put it down and then picked it up again, Emaloi, you would think you are Yaitza Kamash Malan, but you're not Yaitza. Now there's aloha as follows. The Beis Yosef in Arachayim Sim Mem Zayin says that someone who did not make a Bichas HaTorah before davening, he could be Yaitza Eschia Bichas HaTorah with the bracha of Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba that said before Krishma, you could be Yaitza with that for Bichas HaTorah. But you need to learn right after davening, like it says in the Yishalmi and Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. If you did not learn right after davening, you did not pat yourself the Chiyah Vichas HaTorah with this Bracha of Avarab. The Beis Yosef asks as follows, why aren't you Yaitzah the Chiyah of Limud with what lain in Kriyashma right after Vichas Avarab? Kriyashma, you get a Chiyah Mitzvah Limud HaTorah with lain in Kriyashma. So if so, even though you didn't learn after davening, you should be yaitzi yechiv of learning with Krishma, and you should not have to learn after davening. The same way Krishma is considered learning, so too that should help you for the bracha of Ava Rava, which is considered Bichas HaTorah, that it shouldn't be a hefsek. The Beis Yosef answers a couple of terutzim, and the second terutz he says, since we're saying Kriyashma of to be Mekabal al-Malach Shemayim and not for learning Torah, therefore you're not Yaitzi Yechiv Talmud Torah. And therefore, you're Chayiv to learn after davening in order that you could be Yaitzi the Kiyim of Bichas HaTorah, what you wanted from Bichas Ava Rabba, because there was no learning done afterwards. The Achrayim ask on this Teretz in the Beis Yosef that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Amid Beis says as follows: someone who learns Krishma not in its time, you get schar like you learned Torah. Frekta, if so, you see from here that you are mekayim mitzvah Talmud Torah with Krishma. So how does the Beis Yosef go ahead and say that a person that even though he says Krishma, since he has a mind of Kabbalah Zamar HaShemayim, he does not get the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Over here the Gemara and Bracha says Lahedya, that he gets the key in mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So in Tshuvas B'Tzeil HaChochma, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, he goes ahead to explain with the Ran and Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, which says as follows: someone who blows Shofar to teach children how to blow. The reason why you're not Yaitza, the Chiyav Tkiyah Shofar with this blowing, is because when he's coming to teach children, he is doing a mitzvah, and since he's been mechaven for this mitzvah, so this mitzvah is being ma'akiv the other mitzvah from being chal. Therefore, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar. Since I have in mind for one mitzvah, I can't go ahead and get another, can't use this to get another mitzvah. If so, explains the B'Tzeil HaChochma, so too by Kriyashma. If you're learning Krishma when it's not the time of Krishma anymore, so you're not mekayim the mitzvahs Krishma, then you could get the mitzvahs of limud Torah. But if someone learns Krishma on its time, in the right time, and is getting the mitzvah of Krishma, that mitzvah is ma'akev, another mitzvah, that the other mitzvah won't be at the bichal. Therefore, Zok the Beis Yosef, you can get the mitzvah limud Torah, even though I am learning, but since when I'm saying the Krishma, I'm doing it for to be yotze the mitzvah Krishma of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim and not for the mitzvah limud Torah, the Bechas Torah won't, the Krishma won't work for the Bechas Torah. Even though the Gemara Menachos of Tzadik Teslamet Beis says that if a person did not learn, if a person said Krishma Shachas V'Avos, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Limud HaTorah, that's enough to be Mekayim Mitzvah Limud HaTorah for the day, like it says, Oyomur Sefer HaTorah Zemi Picha. So the Betel HaChacham explains, over there was talking about that you had a mind Lahedya to be Yotze Mitzvah Kirishma and also Mitzvah Limud HaTorah. So when he has a mind Lahedya to be Yotze both, then he does get a key mitzvah of both. Sai of Kirishma and Sai of Limud HaTorah. But if a person just was had no intentions in getting from this Kirishma a Kavana of Limud HaTorah, mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, he does not get the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So the Shari Deya in Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Zayin, and Chelik Beis, Simen Beis, he asks from our sugya that we just learned that says that Arava Ani Teles on a Shana Rabba, Ein Ani Teles Elevif Ne'atzma, Ve'ein Adam Yotzi Dechavase Ve'ayav Shabaluluf. And the Gemara asks, why do I need these two members? Once I said already, Ein Ani Teles Elevif Ne'atzma, it's Pasha that you can't be Yotzi Dechavase Ve'ayav. The Gemara answers, you would think that Dafka, if you take the Luluf with the Arava at one time, then you're not Yotze the Chiyuv Arava. But if afterwards you took the Lulav with the Arava, L'shem Lulav, and then you went ahead and picked it up for the Mitzvah Arava itself, you would think you Yotze. On that, Rami said that a person cannot be Yotze by Arava Shem Lulav in any case, in any way. That means even though he's going to go ahead and pick it up again for the Shem Arava, you cannot get the key in Mitzvah of Arava. That a person could never get the key of mitzvah with one pa'ula, even if he's mechaven b'feirish to be yotze, which is truly not like the Betzel HaChachma. Because the Betzel HaChachma said that if a person would have kavana b'shas kriyishma, sai to get the mitzvah of kriyishma, and sai to get the mitzvah of limud HaTorah, that would work enough to get the mitzvah of Krishma and Limud HaTorah. The only time a person can't get it is only when he doesn't have a mind for both mitzvahs. But when he does have a mind for both mitzvahs, one nice mitzvah could get it to be yaitza two mitzvahs. Mashenkin over here, you see in the Gemara Lahedya that this one Arava can't go ahead and give you a key mitzvah of two mitzvahs, even when you're picking it up at separate times. Now this actual din of doing one ma'isa mitzvah and getting two mitzvahs out of it is, we see from here in machlokes between the Betzel HaChochma and the Sha'adeya, if a person could go ahead and get two mitzvahs out of one ma'isa mitzvah. The Gemara Amam Dalet Amud Beis says, Amar Haivai Hayisi Aymer Lefnei Avelazar Batzadek Vehevi Oysa Adam Arava Lefonov Not al chavata v'chavata v'loy birch. He had the arava and he did not make a brach on it. Kivon shesava sheminig neviim gredi v'loy takonas neviim. Which means, mavur from the Gemara, that a person does not make a brach on a minig, even a minig that an igu gedol ador l'chol ador, you do not make a brach. Rashi on the Femdalar and Aleph Divrei Matzchel minig explains, the reason why you don't make a brach on a minig is, you cannot make on this bracha v'tzivanu because it's not mitzvah b'kach. Even though there is since a person that does this mitzvah, there's a reason why he's doing it, but since there's no real tzivur on it, he does not make a bracha on it. The Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simen, Tovchav Beis, Siv Beis, brings holes like a Rambam that says that by Hallel, the days that we skip out part of Hallel, like Rosh Chodesh, that we don't say the whole Hallel, there's no Chiyuv in the Kriya, the Chiyuv is only mitzad the minig, you do not make a bracha on it. The Chacham Tzvi and Shuvis, Simen Peches, asks on the Shulchan Aruch, the Lachayim is being sized to himself. Because by Ner Chanukah, in Simen Tafresh Ayin Aleph Siv Zayin, the halacha is Madlikin u'mevorchim u'beis haKnesses mishum pesume nisa. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that besides for lighting in the house, you have to light in the Beis haKnesses. And the Shulchan Aruch says not only that, you have to make a bracha of adlakas neis in the Beis haKnesses, even though the whole chiv in the Beis haKnesses is just a minig ba'alma. Like the Rosh and Shulchan Simen Kufir Aleph says, that it's a minik to be madlik in the Beis HaKnesses. And still you see the Shulchan Aruch paskins by Ner Chanukah that a person does go ahead and make a bracha. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch by Ner Chanukah says that by a minik you do make a bracha. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Hallel says that on a Shchaydish, which you only say half a Hallel, you do not make a bracha because it's a minik ba'alma. So we have a stira, factor Cham Tzvi, that we have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. The Achronim asked the same stira in the Yerushalayim itself. Because the Tshuvas HaGaonim, Reb Sadia Gaon says that a person that's Tovel in Erev Yom Kippur, he has to make a bracha on the Tevila. Reb Yitzchak Ben Gaius says that Tevila, this Tevila of Erev Yom Kippur, since it's not Mitakonas Chacham Yerushalayim, you don't make a bracha. And he brings a raya from our sugya, Eim Avorchen Al HaMenik. So too, it's brought down in the Tshuvas Rav Netanyahu, a person that's Tevil, a covered Shabbos or a covered Yontif, you do not have to make a bracha. Since it's only a minik ba'alma, there's no chiv minatayra, therefore you don't make a bracha. Now, the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tafresh Vav Siv Dalet, paskin that you do not make a bracha on the Tevila. Like the Rosh brings a raya from our sugi because you don't make a bracha on the minik. So if so, that the Rosh himself paskins in Simen Chav Zayin, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Chayim Simen Tafresh Yud Siv Beis that you make a bracha on Neres Yom Kippurim even though it's only a minig. So we have a steer that some places you see that you do make a bracha on a minig, and some places you see you don't make a bracha on a minig. The Tshuva Shevet HaLevi Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Hei says to answer as follows. It makes a difference if the minig is a minig chadash or if it's based on a true mitzvah. Which means Hadlakas Neis in Yom Kippurim is not a minig chadash because on Shabbos and Yontif there's a chiv of Hadlakas Neis. So the minig is just to extend the Hadlakas Neis of Shabbos and Yontif and have it apply also on Yom Kippur. So the same way we have a bracha on Shabbos and Yontif because that's a real chiv, so too we have the bracha on Yom Kippur. Therefore the Rosh says you make a bracha on this minig. Same is by Hadlakas Neis Chanukah that you mekayim the Iker Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neis Bebayis and on that you do make a bracha. Therefore Zakhtar Shulchan Aruch that you make a bracha on this minik of Hadlakas Neis Beis HaKnesses. Once there is, we have a chiyuv to this minik of Hadlakas Neis, which is the bias. So now we go ahead and extend the chiyuv, the bracha, to the Hadlakas Beis HaKnesses also. But Tevila on Erev Yom Kippur and Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and Chavatas Arava, we don't find a dugma to it in any other place. Therefore, the minig was a new chiddush that the Chachamim made up, a new minig, a new Indian, total new Indian. Therefore, you don't make a bracha v'tzivanu on that minig, because the minig doesn't have a basis to it min ha-Torah. The other mitzvahs that we discussed all have a basis for it, min ha-Torah. The Chumim went ahead and extended that chiyuv min ha-Torah. Therefore, I could go ahead and make the bracha of a tzivanu on the minig itself. But when the minig is a new minig that the Chum made up by itself without a ikim min ha-Torah, on that minig, we don't go ahead and say the tzivanu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.